friends. This year should be a special schus. Nishmas Elisha Chanina ben Arav Aaron Avram. And we're going to be learning Mirit Hashem, continuing our series of Shiurim in Seches Kelim. And we're going to go back to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, be Makdim, first Mishnah, and then talk a little bit about the first Mishnah. And this is based on the wonderful Sefer Yad Avram and Maseches Kelim. The Mishnah states, Avos HaTumas HaSheretz V'Shichva Zera Tomei Meis V'Metzorid Meis Svaro Meichat Hashem Bem Kedei Azoya Harelu Metamim Adam B'Kelim B'Mago B'Klicheres B'Avir V'Ena Metamim B'Masel. So these Avos HaTumas of Sheretz, of Shechva Zera, of Tmei Meis, Mitzora, etc., are Metamei Adam and Kalim. When they touch them, Klicheres in the air, and they're not Metamei Bimasa. Klicheres is Mekabel Tuma only when something goes into its airspace. Whether it touches the inside or it doesn't touch the inside, but not from the outside. And these avos hatumah are not metamei b'masa when you carry them. So, we're talking about, this is Seder Taris, and it starts off by talking about tumas. This is the very first Masechta in the Seder, and we start talking about Tumas. So why don't we call it Seder HaTumas? Why do we call it Seder Taris? Rambam writes, Seder Taris b'inyan HaTaris v'hafcham. So Seder Taris talks about Taris and the opposite. So it's mashma a little bit that We call it Seder Taris because it's Lashon Nekiya. It's much better to use cleaner language of Taris and not Tumas. And not only that, but when you learn Dinei Hamitamin, that adds Taira. In other words, not only does it cause Taira that you know to separate from Tuma, but more, etzim yediyas hatumah v'hilchoseh, just knowing these halachas are tara, and that's why it's called Seder Tairis, because it's talking not about the tumas but about the learning. The learning is mitariyu, and not only because you know to avoid tuma, but because it adds tara. Ashreichem Yisrael lefni atem mitara mi mitara eschem. There's a level of tara here beyond just not being tame. Chazal say, Das is Seder Taris. In other words, Das is Tara. So knowing this Seder, having the Das of why it's called Das is another issue. But just knowing this Seder, learning this Seder, that's the Tara. Das is Seder Taris. So when you have Das of this Seder, it's Metariyu. So that's an interesting issue, learning each Seder has a certain name that it's called in the Pasuk. We learn in Gemara and Shabbos Lamed Amud Aleph, so maybe that's for another time. Akol Panim, it starts off Avos HaTumas. Why is only Avos HaTumas called an Av, when even a Rishon LaTumah is also an Av? What's an Av? An Av has children. Avos Mechlal Deika told us, like it says in Bava Kama. So an Ava Tuma makes a Rishon Latuma, but a Rishon Latuma makes a Sheni Latuma. So a Rishon Latuma is also an Av. It's also a Molid. In the Tosas Yantiv, he notes the first sugya in Bava Kama and Beis and Beis. Mechlal Deika told us, with all the same Lav Ki Yotzei Behem. That an Av, in other words, the toldos of the Av are not kiyotze b'em, are not like the Av. Because the Av, an Avatum, is metame, ochlin umashkim and adam v'kelim. A tolada is metame ochlin umashkim, meaning a rishon is metame ochlin umashkim, but it's not metame adam v'kelim. So that's true, but we still have to understand why only this is called an Av. You're right. The Tolda is not like the Av, but the Tolda also is an Av. A Rishon also makes a Sheni. It also has children. It also has offspring. So it's Pashit that all Avos HaTuma weren't Mekabel Tuma because of another Metame. In other words, if you look at all the Avos HaTuma, their Tuma is in them. It's not because they are Makabel Tuma from something else. Sheretz. Sheretz HaMeis is Tami because of the Sheretz. Shechva Zera is Tami because it's Shechva Zera. Mitzoyra, who is Misrape Mitzeraso, and it's Maschel Seder Taraso, and he's counting his seven clean days. So that's also from himself. Etc. Nevela. So these are all tamei because of themselves. The only exception is a mace. So a person who's tamei mace is an avat tuma, and he was makabel from the mace. But otherwise, all of these tumas are, all the avat tumas are from themselves. So the vlada tumas, the rishon tumas, all got it from the av. But the avat tumas are all avat tumas on their own, not because they got it from someone else. So it comes out then that the ikar chilik between an av and a tolada is that an av is bechinas naisein because of etzem ahuso, because of its essence, and the sheni is bechinas makabel. So that's a new hagdara for Torah's avus. That it's a naisein, not a makabel, which is also a father. A father should be a naisein and not a makabel. That's his job, to give, give, give. A Jewish father. So that's one very interesting yisod. The Gra writes, Avos nikra metamim adam v'kelim, well, toldos ein metamim adam v'kelim. Avos are called those that are metame adam v'kelim, and toldos are not metame adam v'kelim. So it's mashma a little bit in the Gra that avhus is a shir b'koach hatuma. It's metame more than a tolad. An av is metame adam v'kelim, and a tolad is not. So l'chora, it's a simon l'davar to know she'av that comes from itself, that's inherently tamei, that didn't receive from someone else. It could be metame even adam and kelim. It has a much stronger power of tuma. Mashenkein rishon was a makabel, so memela it's weaker, and therefore it doesn't have the power to be metame adam and kelim. So maybe it's a simon for an av that it has this power, or maybe it's a siba. Maybe the reason it's called an av is because it's metame adam and kelim. So it could be that's the famous siman siba chakira. But bottom line is that it seems from the Gra that's the Avos are called, the Avos are metame adam v'kelim. So if you're an Av, you have a special power. You have more koach of being metame. Because an Av is more powerful, is more potent, and a simon for this potency is that it's metame adam, even adam kelim. And that's why it's called an av. So according to this, we can explain that an avatuma of tmei meis is the only avatuma that's a makabel. And even though it's bechinas makabel from avi avos, which is the meis, it now has a special power. It now doesn't have the gedder of being a makabel anymore. Now it's a nosein. Memela, it could be makabel, I mean, it could be metame, adam bekelim. So now it has the power to be metame, like all the other avos hatumah. All the other avos hatumah are raknosim; they're not makablim; they're inherently tamei. And the chiddush of tamei meis is that even though he's bebchinas makabel tumah meyavi avos hatumah, shua meis batzma nosif bo chiddush midilei umegarmei. So now its essence is changed. Now it becomes tamei; he becomes tamei meis. He now has the power. He's not considered a makabel anymore. Rishon l'tumas are all considered makabelim. But now his essence has changed, is that now he is begeder nosein. And he has that extra potency that he's also metame adam bekelim, this tamei meis. But the Yeshmakom Lachgor, and that an Av is Metame Adam Bekelim, and a Vladatumah, Rishon Latumah is not, it's Pashit, it's not because there's more of a quantity of Tumah. That there's more Kamut. And that an Av has more quantity than a Vlad, and therefore an Av is Metame Adam and Kelim, because he's got so much Tumah in him. And a Vlad is not, that's not the Pshat. But maybe the difference is in its power to transmit tumah. Maybe an av has more koach, has more otzma in its tumah, and therefore it can transfer even to adam and kelim. Whereas a vlad hatumah, rishon l'tumah, sheni l'tumah have less power, so they can't transmit to Adam Mikhailim. So that's one possibility. It's because Nechlash Koyach HaTumah Milavor, once it's already a Rishon, it doesn't have the power of transmission. Or maybe it's not Talui in its power, but rather in the fact that it's an Avatumah, it has Chashivus. In other words, the echos, the quality of the tum of the av, is different. It has a koach of chiddush, right? Remember the avos hatum are all chiddushim. Wasn't makabel; it's an original. When you're an original, it's a unique category. It wasn't makabel from something else, but it was inherently tummy. So that's a different quality than something that was makabel. So, because of that echos, because of that different chashivus, it is even metame adam bekelim. So either it's stronger, it's more powerful, and therefore it has koach to be mavir tumah to adam bekelim, or because it's a more quality tumah, it's an original, it's a chiddush, and therefore it transmits to adam bekelim. The Lashon of the Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam's Lashon Perakei Mi Tumas Meis Halacha Zayin Zekla Godol B'Tumas Kol Av Atumah Metamei Adam U'Metamei Begadim B'Kelim Ben Kli Matchas Ben Kli Shetef Ben Kli Cheres. So Avas Atumah, the din is that they're Metamei Adam, they're Metamei Begadim, Kelim, all different types of Kelim. V'Chol Metamei Adam B'Kelim Minigi Hareze Av Atumah Av Tumah. And anything that's metame, adam v'kelim b'negiya, that is an ava tumah. So first the Rambam seems to say the din, that an ava tumah is metame adam, he's metame begadim, he's metame kelim. And then he seems to say that kol metame adam v'kelim b'negiya reiz ava tumah. So it's mashma that not only because it's an ava tumah, it's metame adam and kelim, but because it's metame adam mekelim, it's an avatumah. Now, what gives it the hagdara of an avatumah is that it's mekam metame adam mekelim. Chol metame adam mekelim in a giyah raise avatumah. Not that an avatumah is metame adam mekelim. If you're metame adam mekelim, that's what makes you. That's what makes it an avatumah. Which is interesting. Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. In Avos Tumah, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, v'zeh klal gadol b'tumas kol metamei adam b'maga, metamei kelim. Chol she'eino metamei adam b'maga, eino metamei kelim. So here the mashmos is that it's all talui in tumas mag in tumas adam. If it's metamei adam, memela it's metamei kelim. It's not independently metamei kelim. It's only metamei kelim because it's metamei adam. So maybe then it's an avatumah because it has a tolada. But only if it's a tolada of an adam. That's why it's an av. It's an av because it's metame in adam was metame kelim. So that's the tolada. The tolada is that there's also it's also metame, it's the tolada of an av is that the adam is metame the kelim. But if all you get is Tumas Ochlin Umashkim, that's already not called an Av. Another interesting question is the for Rishon is Nogea touches something, it's a sheni. And a sheni touches something, it's a shlishi. So is pshat that it's a yerida, it's just a weaker tuma, shiurim shel tuma, it's a lesser shiur of tuma. Or maybe it's a different sug, it's a different category. So that's an interesting thing to think about. And there's a lot more to talk about, obviously. And Amir Tashem, in future Shiurim, we will hopefully be zoche to be mamik in these very, very chashuv inyanim. And like we said at the beginning of the Shiur, to add Tara to ourselves by learning this.